This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you want to go and follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans is the show, at Lyle Swithenbank is me, LyleSwithenbank. As I said in the opener, the Pelicans got them again. The Lakers, on the second night of a back-to-back, visited the Smoothie King Center, and redemption was achieved. The Pelicans managed to fight back from 23 points down at the half to secure the victory 116-108. And when I say redemption, I mean redemption against the one we dropped against the Spurs, because this was the one, as we said in the last episode, was must-win. And whatever happened in the first half, well, it was in the rearview mirror, because the Pelicans came out after the halftime and put them to bed. The old veterans over on the Lakers team, well, they got made to look second rate. And our young Pels, despite having a second night of a back-to-back, ran them out. Ran them back to Los Angeles. Well, actually, they headed to Dallas. But, a great adjustment at halftime. Turned into a real euphoric victory. I'm going to say euphoric. Why not? Because it was one of those ones that you're proud of the team for rising to the occasion. This was playoff intensity. It had play-in implications. It had the draft pick in the Valanciunas trade implications as well. So teams had something to play for, and instead we got the biscuits. We came through and win. So quarter by quarter, the Lakers come out. They started hot. It was a 12-0 run to start the game. We couldn't hit anything. We were spurred by the return of Brandon Ingram after 10 games out. It's great to see him back returning from the hamstring strain. He sat out the Spurs game. I think from all reports, it was that he had the option to come back in this game or continue to sit out until the next one. But he said he wanted to be back for this. I don't think they were going to play him both nights, the back-to-back, regardless as he recovered. But coming back against the Lakers, being the team that drafted him and then traded him off, well, he had something to play for, and he played an absolute ripper game. None of this find your rhythm sort of stuff. He came out and he was fantastic. But alas, that first quarter was not great. We couldn't stop him. LeBron James was on an absolute tear. He was going ballistic. The first 50 odd points, he had 20 and ended up with 39 on the night. In the first half, he had 35. So if you can see the impact that we managed to keep him to, when he finishes with 39, it was a complete change of the game. Second quarter, they came out with some more, with 38 points to our 26. We couldn't stop them. LeBron was hitting everything, and they were just getting what they wanted. Westbrook hit a couple of early threes. Malik Monk was getting going. And it was just like we had a bit of lack of communication. A little bit, maybe not, I'm not going to say intimidation, but perhaps apprehension and maybe nerves to start the game. Really needed to settle into it. I think we understood that it was a big game, but the moment perhaps overwhelmed some of the younger guys in the beginning. CJ McCollum really pulled us through that first quarter, and I can't credit him enough for really settling the guys into a bit of a rhythm after scoring the first 5 points and getting us off the bagel after about 5 minutes. So he was fantastic, and all credit to him for stepping up as a leader. He knew we needed a bucket, and he went and got one. Oh, and we got a couple, actually, and really kick-started the offense. So, we go into the half, and honestly, it's doom and gloom. We're all saying, oh, can't believe we haven't risen to this moment. You know, we lose a heartbreaker against the Spurs, and it doesn't inspire us. We're sitting there going, well, they're half a game behind us now. They won yesterday, and if we lose, well, that gives the Spurs really a great opportunity to knock us out of the 10th spot. And that is not what we want at all. Not when we've gone and thrown the kitchen sink at CJ McCollum and played some really good basketball, and to not be not be able to control our own fate is something that I don't think the Pelicans or Pelicans fans were very impressed about. But whatever said in the halftime, in the locker room, perhaps CJ McCollum, you know, we've had these awesome third quarters with him going back in there and just rallying the guys. Willie Green made some adjustments. They weren't switching on LeBron anymore. They just put Herb Jones on him, who did a fantastic job. And we came out of that third, out of the halftime into that third quarter and went to work. And it was really on the back of Trey Murphy III, who had probably his most influential game. I think probably his best game, actually. He was massive in the third quarter. He ended up with 21 points, and I think 17 of them came in the third quarter. He was just unbelievable, and all credit to him. He went up and did a massive putback dunk, which got him going over Wenyen Gabriel. He landed, stared off into the distance, which Wenyen Gabriel, who he posterized, was in that vicinity. Tony Brothers, the ref, decided to give him a tech, and that was just bizarre, but it actually unleashed Trey Murphy, and he decided to go ballistic instead. So he was taking charges, he was hitting threes, he went absolutely ballistic. And what I like from Trey Murphy is that we saw him score in a variety of different ways. He was hitting threes, but then he was also happy to put the ball on the court and attack the basket. And that variety and being that three-level scorer, he hit a mid-range shot as well. That's what we wanted to see from him. That's that summer league Trey, that squadron Trey that we'd seen and know and love, and we knew that he could be, but it was really one of those games that it slowed down for him. And when his number was called, he was ready, and when he was passed the ball, he was shot ready, and he took it, and he made it, and all credit to Trey. And he got the little post-game interview with Jen, and then another one in the media availability afterwards. And honestly, I'm really proud of him for staying ready. He was fantastic. Really, really good night for him. And it led to us pulling back 41-25 in that third quarter, basically erasing that deficit, bringing it back to 4 points, which going into the last quarter, when you're down 23 at the half, you come back to four, it's game on. And we took advantage of it, holding them to 14 points in the last quarter and only 2 points in the last 4 minutes, which, I mean, awesome. And we actually closed with three rookies on the court, with Herb Jones, Jose, and also Trey Murphy, all closing it out. I mean, talk about trusting your young guys, and they delivered. They executed, they played well together, and we win the game. Really, really proud of the guys with that. I thought that was just fantastic, and what an awesome win. Shout out as well to Najee Marshall, who, while on the offensive end was sporadic, he defended his heart out, and he wasn't overawed by the moment. You saw him go against LeBron James. There was one where he went up and under the basket layup, and that was right at LeBron. He understood the assignment. He understood the moment. And when guys like that step up, guys lower down on your bench, well, that's awesome. It's all credit to him, and really impressed with how it all played out there. So, well done, guys. I am really, really impressed with how they went. So, what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the team stats and where it went right and where it went wrong. Herb Jones had 6 steals, which is unbelievable. We finished with 10 on the night and causing turnovers. They had 15 turnovers to our 7. So we took care of the ball, managed to turn that into 21 points off turnovers. And when you can get out and run, easy offense. It's what you want. They only turned our 7 turnovers into 11 points. So it means we got back and defended. And we executed. And defensively, we locked in, particularly in that second half. That last quarter was unbelievable. We just played great basketball. Stopped settling for threes and really attacked the basket. Hit singles to chip away at that lead and got stops at the other end. And that's how you do it. You get it back to 20, little bite-sized chunks. And then you get it back to 15. And then you get it back to 10. And then you get it back to 8. And all of a sudden, you draw it and you just keep chipping away and you pass them. It was really good. So they actually, in the first half, shot 67% from the field, which we thought they were going to pull back a little bit, and they did fall back to earth, particularly after LeBron stood on Jackson Hayes' foot and rolled his ankle at a right ankle, and that sort of slowed him down a little bit, and he said after the game he was pretty crook, but not really our problem, I guess. I hope he's not serious injured, but also if he's out long enough that we don't have to see him again, well, that's okay too. 48% for us from the field. They hit 14 of 34 three-pointers, 40% to our 9 of 27, 33%. And like I said, we didn't settle for that. We attacked the basket and ended up having 24 free throw attempts to their 16. 79% from the field, from the free throw line, 19 of 24, which is much better than what we were doing in the last few games. They actually only shot 62% from free throws. And 10 of 16, you leave 6 on the court, well, that's almost the game. Assists, we had 25. They had 26, but most of them would have come in the first half. Rebounding, they actually won, which was pretty obvious. They had a few offensive rebounds, but so did we. And, second chance possessions at key times. I thought a few of them were a little bit tenuous. We probably should have secured the rebound a little bit better, but at the same time, in the scheme of things, we end up winning. So you just take it. They said the attendance for this was 18,000, and all credit for everyone for pulling up. There was a lot of Lakers fans in the crowd that I saw, but we needed to, even though we had the blackout, the Lakers event, people still put up in Lakers, and we got to send them home sad, so too bad. Serves you right for putting your Lakers jersey on. It's embarrassment. Anyway, I digress. Over to the box score, big games for LeBron, as I said, 39 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Malik Monk off the bench with 23, and Russell Westbrook had 18 points. Cool. Our starters, 4 of the 5, besides Jackson, who looked like he broke a finger or dislocated a finger at one point, were in double figures. Jackson, right at the beginning, looked like his finger popped out. He got that put back in and played again, but he was playing with one hand, and it got pretty obvious, so they ended up pulling him out, and we sort of went with Trey Murphy, who was on fire at that 4 spot. Herb Jones had a great game, as I said, 6 steals earlier on, but he had 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and he was great down the stretch, defended his heart out, and was exploiting the other end by scoring and making them defend him, which is always something that you need to do when you're a hard defender, is don't let them lax off you because you can't score, and he's proven beyond a reasonable doubt that he can do that. Serge McCollum had 18 points, sort of deferred a bit to Brandon, which was lovely to see, getting him in his rhythm, getting him in the right spot. 4 rebounds and 6 assists, 7 of 16, pardon me. JV had a really quiet 19 and 12 and 3 assists, 7 of 13 shooting, and he was good. I really enjoyed Jonas. When he was on, he was playing hard, he was moving the ball, and he copped a wicked knee right in the guts at the end of the game, which it looked like he shook him up a little bit, but he managed to jog it off, and we know he's pretty tough, so we kept going. Brandon Ingram, on his return, only 25 minutes, but had himself a cheeky 26 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 10 of 17, and he was just fantastic. I cannot fault Brandon. He was great. He missed his first two shots, and then after that, he was on all the mid-range. He was exploiting his mismatches and a few little turnaround Jays, and oh, he's great to watch. Like I said, Jackson had 8 points, but he was injured. And Trey Murphy, 21 points in 25 minutes. He hit 7 of 12, including 4 of 7 from 3. Really great game. Had a couple of big defensive stops as well. Was gobbling rebounds. He had himself 4 of them and took a big charge. He was doing everything. And talk about staying ready. Proud of Trey, as I talked about. Najee Marshall was solid. His stats do not give him credit. He had 2 steals along with 2 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. But he was huge on the defensive end. He was disruptive. He was playing with energy. He was pushing the ball with pace. And all credit to him. Jose in 17 minutes. And we'll talk about Jose in a second. And the news for him. He had 4 points and 2 rebounds and assist. It wasn't a huge night for him. But he was solid. He did his role. Did what he needed to do. And controlled the game when he was on. Devontae Graham's fallen down to 16 points. Wasn't really a big night for him at all. Had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And 1 of 6 shooting. Missed all his threes. And yeah, he just wasn't the go-to. It wasn't his night. We went a bit longer and he sort of missed out on his minutes a bit tonight, which was a shame, but hopefully he will rebound and play some more substantial minutes and be able to contribute a bit more in the next game. So before I go to the break, we will talk about the Jose news. So Jose Alvarado has signed a 4-year deal with the Pelicans for $6.5 million, which is what we've been asking for. He needed to be signing that, surely. We wanted him to take that last roster spot. That converts him from the two-way deal. Of that, he gets $3.4 million guaranteed over 2 years, and he gets $1.5 million for the rest of the season on top of the $800,000 he's already made. So, good cash, gets to take care of his family, secured the bag. And all credit to him. That means he is also getting to play in the postseason, should we be able to. So he's not on that two-way deal anymore. We've got him locked in, and we needed to, because I'm fairly certain people would be circling him with all the with all of the other players and other teams that have seen him, and he's given them nightmares. No doubt at the end of the year, people will be trying to sign him. So it's good that we locked him down. Further news is that Alvarado will get $7.3 million in earnings if he finishes the deal. So, essentially, for his rookie season, he gets $2.3 million, which is the equivalent of the number 20 pick. So, not bad at all. And I suppose his contributions have been right up there. So, all credit to him. And not bad cash for an undrafted rookie. We're happy with that. So, I'm going to duck over to the break. We'll talk. We'll do our adverts. And then we'll come back and we'll do 3 key takeaways. And preview the next game coming up. We'll be right back.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
So, thank you to our sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Give you a 100% deposit match bonus. Do all your betting over there. They can do parlays. You can do line betting. You can do your casino. You can do what else you want to do. Parlays. Whatever your heart desires, go over there. Get yourself some free money by putting in the code ETHOS when you sign up. It's on the third page of the sign-up page. Do all your gambling there and support us and let them know that we sent you. Gamble responsibly, of course, but yeah, enjoy it. In addition, our daily fantasy partner, ThriveFantasy.com. You go over there, use the code ETHOS when you sign up, 100% deposit match bonus. That will give you that and 2 to 4 free game tickets, which you can't get with any other code. Use the code ETHOS over there. If you need some info on daily fantasy, go and check out DFS podcast over at Sports Ethos. They've got heaps of info. They do every day. They run through your box scores, tell you who to pick up, who not to pick up, and win yourself some cash. And go and check out manscaped.com. ETHOS20 is the code at checkout. Get yourself the Lawnmower 4.0. If you use that code, ETHOS20, 20% off, free shipping. Not a bad little deal. So go and check all it out over there and enjoy getting a little shaver, I suppose. A 4.0 is not a bad little thing. And finally, if you need to protect your identity online, expressvpn.com. The website is expressvpn.com/hoopball, and that will give you an extra 3 months on a 12-month subscription. I mean, you're basically getting free, an extra third? Not bad at all, I tell you what. Enjoy that. If you head over there, subscribe, easy to use, one click. We've heard this spiel, expressvpn.com/hoopball, and you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't go and do it. And finally, check out sportsethos.com. There's so much going on over there. We're heading into the playoffs, so if you're not finished in your fantasy leagues and you're into the playoffs, well, you need to be over there and getting all of the tools. We've got the wager pass, the fantasy pass, the Ethos 360, which gives you access to everything. There's the Discord server. Oh gosh, the list goes on. Premium shows, free shows, all of that. Go and check it out. The forums, the old school forums are still on there, so you can go on and ask your questions about any such thing, and we're all on there to answer. So check it out and become a part of the Ethos community.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, as per. We're going to do our three key takeaways. So, number one, the Pelicans win by committee. I've been harping on it. When we lose, it's because we play individually. When we play together, we win. And that second half was a complete and utter team effort. Everyone dug in. It wasn't just the main guys. You know, Brandon was huge down the stretch. CJ played a great role. JV did his part as well. But guys like Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Najee Marshall, Jose, all down the stretch were huge. Everyone dug in and everyone contributed. They all played together. And when we play together, we win basketball. And you can beat the stars. You know, you go against LeBron, you go against Russell Westbrook, and you beat them. Dwight Howard, these guys are all Hall of Famers. And we go and beat them with three rookies to finish the game. It's a testament to the team. It's a testament to the coaching staff. And it's a testament to the players and their mentality. After the game, Brandon Ingram gets the interview with Aaron Summers. And she asks him, oh, what was that like? And he says, it's just great to be back out there and playing with my brothers. You know, that's your all-star. That's your superstar. And he's there talking about his mates who play all various different roles. He was asked after the game about Jose's contract. And he said, well, now I won't have to put my credit card down everywhere anymore. You know, that mentality that these are all their mates. They enjoy being around each other. We've heard it. It's been echoed all year. And you can see it on the court. When they play together, we win basketball games. And the Pelicans committee is going to be the most important thing going forward, particularly as we enter into the play-in tournament and then hopefully the playoffs. We play together, we win together, we lose together, but they enjoy each other's company, and you know, those wins will keep coming as we get healthier and deeper into the season. Key takeaway number two, staying ready is so important. Trey Murphy, Jose Alvarado, Najee Marshall last year, and then this year again. Being ready when your number's called. Billy Hernan Gomez, we've seen it. Next man up mentality. Every time we had an injury, another guy comes in and contributes. And again, I suppose this is almost a 1A after the Pelicans committee. The next man up mentality and staying ready has just served us so well. It's been impressive to see, and I'm really proud of Trey Murphy tonight, particularly. You know, I've raved about him throughout the season, and he's professionalism. He's much wiser than his years. You know, he's only 21, and I think 21, 22, something like that. He's only a young fella, and he holds himself in such a professional manner. He's very well spoken, and you can tell he's a very intelligent guy, and he stays ready. He's been an utmost professional throughout this all, getting sent down to the G League, coming back, contributing, being a character as well. You see it on all the Instagram posts and the like. He's a very personable sort of young fella, and really impressive to see him have a game like this and really solidify himself in this rotation going forward. So really proud of Trey, and he's going to be really, really good in this league for a very long time. Mark my words. And finally, the third key takeaway is when we're healthy, we are so good. We are so, so good. We've seen Brandon Ingram. He's got so much criticism throughout the journey, not being clutch. He can't execute down the stretch. You know, I've picked at him at different times. You know, he's probably carrying the load too much. But when he plays, it is a thing of beauty, and we play so much better. He had the easiest 26 points I've ever seen a guy get. He was just unbelievable. It looked effortless. He'd get the ball where he wanted, and he scored it. Jump shots, layups. He was all over, getting free throws. It was a really impressive effort. And, you know, when he's our leader, we go as he goes. It was fantastic, and really happy to have him back. We're going to need him going down the stretch, so hopefully he can get some ice and into his legs and get them right for the next game and keep that rhythm going, because him, CJ, JV, it's a pretty formidable lineup, I tell you what. And then you add in a Herb Jones and whoever else wants to rotate through there, whether that be Jackson, whether that be Trey Murphy, Jose, Devontae. We've got so many different threats and so many different combinations. So I look forward to seeing how far this team can really take us. So, next game we have on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, pardon me. We take on the Trailblazers. So, a couple of days to have a rest. We then take them on in Portland. And they're sort of in a bit of a tanking mode. I don't think we rule them out because, you know, Josh Hart's there and he's going to want to come and try to seek his revenge on being traded. But, you know, that is another must win. All of these games against teams lower than us, it is every game going forward is must win. I think we've got two left in the at home and the remainder on the road. It is time to really get serious and lock in and beat these guys and bank these wins, because the further we can get between 9th and 10th by banking wins and make Lakers have to fight off the Spurs, well, you know, that's where we can really protect ourselves. And then down the stretch, we can rest a little bit and maybe not have to play as hard if there's a bit of a gap, and get ready for the play-in tournament where we really need to fine-tune everything and execute. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. We've had a good chat today. Great win against the Lakers, as per. We'll take the Trailblazers on in a couple of days. We're going to be trying to get some guests on this week, as I said in the last episode. So keep posted for that. They'll be popping up throughout the week. So I'm going to leave it at that. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. That's me. Go Pels. Take that, Lakers. We own the tiebreaker now. We're going to get your pick. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we're going to kick you out the plane too. So, stay safe. Bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.